Next application is the application number 11449, the application of Bertie Tucker. The site is located west of Road 258 Hudson Road, being east of East Lake Drive, 150 feet south of Dan's Lane, and being Lot 3 within Lazy Lake Subdivision, for the 911 address of 119 East Lake Drive, Milton, Delaware. The tax map ID is District 235, Map 26, Parcel 81, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 5.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed dwelling. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive 3 mail returns.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bertie Tucker, 119 East Lake Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you testifying too, sir?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, my name is Steve Tucker. I live at 416 West Street in Clayton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. Hi, my name is Steve Tucker. This is my mother, Bertie Tucker, and we are requesting a 5.5-foot side setback for a mobile home that she purchased based on a site plan that we received from DenRec showing that our property was larger than what it actually turned out to be. So the mobile home that she purchased, the way that we want to set the property, again, we need a 5.5-foot setback. So. That's the request we're making. As far as conforming, one of the reasons that we're requesting this is that we can set the mobile home in a way that conforms to the neighborhood, to the rest of the homes in the community, just to keep the look and feel of the new homes that are going into that community. We don't see any impact or negative impact to any of our neighbors or any other, situation, setting the trailer in the way that we like to. So.
All right. Anything else, ma'am?
Not unless you need something else.
All right.
I have, I do have the site plan that we received from DenRec that showed the measurements that we based the purchase of the trailer on. I don't know if you want to.
Any of you members want to see that?
I'm good with his word on it.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
All right, sir.
What we'll I guess any... question would be what did you originally think the width of the lot was?
We originally thought it was 150 feet long by 100 feet wide.
Okay.
And it's
a little over 75 by 135.
Okay.
So
that's a minimum size lot in a GR district, 10,000 square foot. Right on the money.
Right on the money.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then, are there any questions from members of the board? I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Yes. It appears that the dwelling could be set the other way with the longest part of the lot, but my question is, how are the other homes placed in the area?
Yeah, the newer homes that have been put into the neighborhood have been set width-wise. So that's one of the reasons that we wanted to set the mobile home in that way. Yes, it could be set lengthwise, but it wouldn't be conforming to the current neighborhood.
So it would be out of character with the neighborhood?
Yes, sir.
If you turned it around?
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ricker?
That's a 1,480 square foot dwelling. You're looking at other places like Lot 80 and Lot 82, right there alongside you, okay, these parcels. Are they set the same way that you're requesting?
Yeah, there's a, to our right-hand side is a new home that was put in maybe in the past year, and it's set the same way that we're requesting.
4 or 5 years, yeah.
Same way that we're requesting. The home to our left is an older home. It's been there for 30 plus years, and it's set lengthwise. But as I said, all the newer homes that have been put in recently have all been set, Width-wise.
But you certainly know that you would meet the requirements if you set it long ways.
Yeah, we do know that. I'm aware of that. It just, in my opinion, would not be conforming to the neighborhood, and it was a purchase that was made. We might have gone with a different dimension property had we...
Had I had the proper measurements, I wouldn't have...
Well, there's standards you have to meet, okay? Okay, you were given that when you got the application, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm looking at now is, where is the hardship of... Is this just something that you want to do, or is it something you want to keep in line with the neighborhood, or what is asking you,
mm-hmm.
the standards for granting a variance? The board would ask you, where is the hardship here?
Yeah, I think for us it would be, again, just the conformity with the other homes that are in the neighborhood, the newer homes that have been putting in, and trying to conform to the look and feel of the community. That's...
But if you put it... lengthwise, in other words, there wouldn't be any hardship, right? You could walk in, you could use that, you wouldn't have a parking problem, would you, or anything like that?
No major.
It would need to come closer to
the road. You're just looking at the aesthetics of it, okay?
That's correct.
No more questions.
Okay. Mr. Wortman?
They answered the questions already.
All right, thank
question.
You. Mr. Mayor?
I got a question.
Okay.
Where's your septic proposed to be located?
It's in the back of the property. Had we placed it, we would be very, very, almost on top of the septic
All right.
system.
Now that makes a difference.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say
understand.
That.
Oh,
ma'am, I understand.
It all sits behind us.
So by how far away would you be?
Width-wise, I'm within regulation of where I should be. 10 feet? Length?
Yeah,
length-wise, I would be sitting on top of the septic pretty much.
I think you have to be 10 feet
yep.
away from me.
They'd be being reduced to 135 feet. They turned. They'd be
okay. That makes a big difference.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Mr. Mills.
Regarding the hardship, I would think further that besides wanting to conform in the neighborhood, the fact that you originally thought that the lot was wide enough to put this on there with the proper setbacks that wasn't created by you, correct?
No, I would never have purchased something.
Okay. Right. You couldn't. Play something on, right?
That's
okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11449. They answered my questions and for the standards for granting a variance. And Mr. Mills hit the nail right on the head, and Mr. Lang. So based on that, I can see why they do not want, or they're here for the variance. So the uniqueness of the property, which was, you've addressed being DelDOT, and also the variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship has not been created by you naturally there, and a variance will not be essential to the character of the neighborhood. You've testified to that, and that the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible to regulation and use.
Yep. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11449. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard again?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons seconded.
And aye, Mr. Conway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11449 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.